Today's daf is daf Yud, Masechet Rosh Hashanah, and we're holding in the middle of the sugya of the union of Tu B'Shvat. Why don't we begin again on Tesam and Days on the Tana Rabbanan so that we can once again review the sugya of the Tana Rabbanan. Echad anatea, echad amavrich, echad amarkiv. Erev shvi'it shloshim yom lifnei Rosh Hashanah, otal shana, umutar lekaimam b'shvi'it. So somebody who does an act of literal natia, planting a sapling in the ground, or if he's mavrich, using an existing tree, or he grafts something on to an existing tree, he's a markiv, and he does this 30 days before Rosh Hashanah of Shnat HaShmita, in other words, before Tishrei, Altal Hashanah. So first of all, this counts already as a year, which means that by the time he gets to the second Tishrei, this tree is already, the sapling is already 2 years old. And the other implication that's important for us is that it's mutter lekaimam b'shvi'is, you're allowed to keep this thing going during Shemitah, and there's no problem of planting in Shemitah. As I mentioned yesterday, there's really three different approaches to this. Rashi's approach is that you cannot be Mekayim in Shvi'is because you were over on the Tia during the Tesefer Shvi'is, which we learned out Mesifim Mikedesh Alachol, and since you were over on that, so now we don't allow you to be Mekayim. Others learn that that's not the point. First of all, Tosis points out that Bechoresh Uvakatzir Tishbot, which is the mocker of Tesefer Shvi'is, is only a din at Harisha and Katzira, Midyaraisa. Certainly any other din of Tosefet, Stam, as we learned yesterday, there's a machlokas rishonim, whether the din of Tosefet is b'chlal, the arise of the Rabbanim, whether this is the smak, and so on. But even, no matter what you hold, certainly the din of Tosefet Shviz, as defined by the Pasuk, would be harisha, not natia. To put in a sapling, that means it has a din of aveda sa'adoma for tvua, but not for trees. It doesn't make sense to say we wouldn't allow you to be Mekayim in it anyway, because you were over on the Rabbanim of natia in a Tosefet Shviz, the Rabbanim. But the real issue, says Tosfos, is that it's only a question, really, of a gzeirah of a marit ayin, in which people will say, hey, this is a brand new tree, must have planted it during Shemitah, and so because of that, we don't allow you to do that. Others learn, and we'll see later on, this is again the sugya that we're going to have today, others learn the problem over here is that since you planted it within Shloshim Yom, so therefore, the actual coming to bear, to do the rooting, and so on, we'll see, it's very, very different ways of learning the sugya, would take place during Shemitah itself, and therefore it's as if you planted it in Shemitah, not during the Sefer Shemitah, and that's why it's awesome. It's really three different approaches. In any event, I also mentioned yesterday, and we'll just review that what was, I don't remember what was anything like that. I was admiring your sweater all of a sudden. A beautiful new sweater, and I lost track of oh my
something
God.
About wool.
Pulling the wool. All right, I'll say it again. I'll probably remember it as I start talking.
Cotton planting.
Oh, that's what it is. So now the question over here is not only that, but we now know that we also count its birthday as a sapling. Oh yes, I remember what I was going to tell you, that Harkova and Avrocha is not so partial that there's a din of Orlo. I started talking about Orlo again, right? Because it says elsewhere that only in Noteya. And there's a lot of Machlokes from showing him how to explain the difference when is a Mavrich and a Markiv is considered to be recounting Orlo and when not. Okay. But that's, again, that's not our sugya. So now the question is like this. The tree is now on the second year of its life, really 3 years old. It's in the beginning of the third year of its life. It's gone now to the third Rosh Hashanah, but it was only 30 days old in the first Rosh Hashanah. So it's 2 years and 30 days old. Now, the shaila is, since we're measuring it as being 3 years old, so it should no longer, perish to grow, and it should no longer be poser in terms of arla. However, once it's mature enough to bear peres, it's no longer an atia. So Rosh Hashanah now is defined by Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan. Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan is Tu B'Shvat. So now, the Peirot, we can't be matir just because they were Nechanat. Peirot always goes according to the Chanata, which is the first appearance of the bud, where we could see where the pri is going to be growing. So there, the chanata of an ilan is defined by Tu B'Shvat. So it's still not 3 years old. In other words, it's really a 2 year old and 1 month tree. Now we're going to push it off until Shvat, but it's still not 3 years old. It comes out that we're still gaining from the Shloshim Yom. We have a tree which is significantly less than 3 years old. It's only going to be 3 years old in Tishrei to come, Elul to come, 30 days before. Nonetheless, from Tu Bishvat, we're treating it already as a three-year-old tree that bore fruit after Tu Bishvat in that year. When I say bore, I mean Chanata. And therefore, the Peres, and it was still being Mako, which is not being Mako, Latkatekach, that the Peres should be Mutter immediately after Rosh Hashanah. They were never, okay, so a couple months later. But it's still a tremendous Kula. So,
is there any case where it would be?
I'll talk about it in a minute. The Perot and Tiazo Asurin Atu Bishvat, whatever the year is. I mean, if it's the first year, that first year. So in terms of Arla for Arla, if we're talking about the fourth year now, so for Neta Ravoy, it would be the same thing. It's always going to be a little bit younger, a half year younger than it ought to be, and it'll already be in the next year, Lagabe Neta Ravoy or Lagabe Arla, as the case may be. How about if we weren't being Samech on Shleshim Yom Kodem Rosh Hashanah or Bididin? Would we need to wait until Tu Bishvat of the fourth year for it to be out of Orla? So we need to be three and a third years old or not? There's big machlokes for showing him exactly what happens in that case. The Rambam basically has three different dinim depending on what happens. So this is like this. Whenever a tree is actually 3 years old, from Yom Liyom, there's no question. Any pears that are not after a tree is 3 years old are definitely not going to be as hard, no matter when it comes out. If, Lamaisa, you're being, let's say in this case, where you were now over here, in a case where you're Noteya Pochus, Shloshim Yom Pochus, Pochus be Shloshim Yom from Tishrei. So obviously, once already you get there to the actual birthday, you don't have to worry. Even though we say Tu Bishvat is considered to be Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanot, that's only if you have a question, it's not yet its time. Once it's its time, there's nothing to discuss. Or it was born, so to speak, the pre was born after the tree was already an old tree. It was already over three. The question over here is the Gabi Smichas on Tishrei. We're going to be Semech on Tishrei. So when something comes now past its third Tishrei, so over there, but it was after Tu Bishvat. So over there, if it also has three Tishreis, will also be Semech. It's only this halacha to be relying on Shloshim Yom, that Shloshim Yom should be considered a year, so there we're going to be machmer on it at the end, so to speak, because we're makel on at the beginning. We're makel on the beginning to count Shloshim Yom Shana Zashana. We'll be machmer, but you got to wait until Tu Bishvat, so to speak. But if already, in other words, Tu Bishvat itself passed, let's say, if it was before Tu Bishvat, so we would rely on Tishrei as being a Rosh Hashanah. It's only the Shloshim Yom that we don't rely on. Okay, in any of it, there's many, many different sheet about how to view that, how much Tu Bishvat defines. You're going to show me a chart which will completely confuse me. Let me see.
It's a good chart.
Yeah, okay, because the Pashtus is that Tu Bishvat is an absolute. What's Nafkamina when you start it? So it could be over 3 years old. Mm-hmm. You'd still need to wait until it would be the fourth year of the Tu Bishvat.
For Orla.
That's the Pashtus, right? I mean,
That's why I was questioning this, that. That was all.
You know, it's a different Shita. The Shita of the Balamur. The Pashtus is the Sugya. The Tu Bishvat is an absolute. Richie!
Got it. Pashtus!
All right. It's all over the world, Rich. Everybody knows what time Richie walked in. How's it, boys? They had a beautiful scene there. I got the pictures. Beautiful scene. The Amish. Beautiful Siddha. See, they're smart. They invite the wives.
The wives.
Other than body goes up.
Oh, it definitely goes up. I tell you, Rich, I've seen the pictures. I've seen them. I know. We got some lessons to learn from Joker. Fine. Okay. Now, how do we know this? We're not immediately. Lambaisa said, what do you mean? How do we know it? I mean, you just said that it's no longer a Netiyah. Now, it's now an Elon. So why would I be Semech otherwise? I mean, apparently, this halacha to say that we're going to treat the payers differently, if I don't have a basis for that in the Torah, I wouldn't have come up with the idea to measure it differently. So what's the makar that we sometimes have to count, really, based on something other than its actual age as measured from Tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah, the Netiyah? Amr, Rabbi Yochanan, or some say, say, Mata Babishmi the Rabbi Anai. Look, take a look at the Pasuk. The Pasuk seems to be saying, it says that Vov. Ubashana Harivit. It says Ubashana Hamishit. What is that saying? It's continuing. There's different dinims, din of Orla. There's a din of Deter Avoy, and there's a din of Heter Gomer. So you finish telling me the din of Orla, then you say, Ubashana Rivit, Yekopi or Kodesh Iluvim, and so on and so forth. Just say Bashana Rivit. What's this Ubashana Rivit? Then when you tell me, Ubashana Hamishit of Fluata Perot. Bashana Hamishit of Fluata Perot. So what you're saying is that there's an extension from Bashanah Shlishit u Bashanah Raviyit. The extension Bashanah Raviyit Yaakov Yor Kodesh Ilulim u Bashanah Hamishit also Kodesh Ilulim. Which means that there must be times that the actual year extends into the next year somehow. So how does that work? So you see Pa'amim. There are occasions in which it's the Shana Revi'it, but it's still Asur Mishum Arlo, Uba Shana Revi'it. It's also Asur. Pa'amim, that it's Bachamishit, but Uba Chamishit. It's Adayan Asur Mishum Ravoy. So in other words, the fact that it's already technically 3 years old is a Natiya. They're now ready, we use our brain. So what does that imply? Must be that there's a separate way to measure the way that the pre grows, because the pre is dependent not only in the age of the tree, but in the nourishment that's coming from the ground, so we have to take into consideration when are the gishamim, and how is the tree mushpa from the gishamim, and so on. That's more in terms of this year's pre. Okay, but if it wouldn't have been that the Torah told us this, we wouldn't have come to conclude, okay, it's just a cost of orla, whatever, as long as the tree produces after 3 years old, kachavi. And again, there's different ways of looking at it. So from the Rambam's point of view, it's not coming to tell us an absolute. It's coming to tell us that in occasions where we were makil to count its birthday, then you have to check and see how it relates. But if it really is completely 3 years old, it's not telling us that there should be an arla in the fourth year. That it's not saying. There are many sheets of the Rishonim that don't agree with that. That it's an absolute. But it's not going to be. It's really 3 years old. It's really 3 years old, and the Maisa was not before Tu Bishvat. That means it's growing on the basis of next year's rains, of the previous year's rains. So it should be considered to be arla. So, Leva Delok Rabbi Meir. The whole sugya over here doesn't seem to work out according to Rabbi Meir, because according to Rabbi Meir, Omar Yom Echad B'Shana Chashuv Shana. Rabbi Meir's Shita is here, it's a Shleishim Yom. And Rabbi Meir's Shita, as we're about to prove, is that even if it had been one day, which is not, but one day before Rosh Hashanah, it should also count as a year. Not only, after all, in the beginning of the Sechta, when we were counting the Shnot Melachim, we said one day, that's its first year. And then we have the next year already begins in the next day. So why over here 30 days? This is already two, I think, right?
But does the day necessitate 44 hours?
No.
So did we say that in terms of the chanasa before Tu Bishvat, it's only for the for the 30-day whole tree, but if it's a full 3 years, then even it's not
the according to the Rambam. Okay. Only according, I mean, I'd say only according, there's many Rishonim all like that, but the Shita is generally referred to as the Rambam Shita. Rashi Shita is slightly different here. They put it all together. So
they have the Rashi, Rambam.
Okay, but fine. Oh, but they show each one separate. No.
That's
interesting, because most of them Rashi doesn't learn that. All right, but anyway, getting back to this. So, Iker Rebbe Meir, Omar Yom Echad B'Shana Chashuv Shana. How do we know that Rebbe Meir holds one day should be enough? The Tanya. Par Ha'amud B'Torah Stam, Ben Esrim V'Arba'a Chodesh V'Yom Echad, Leave Rebbe Meir. A par is definitely a three-year-old animal. The question is, what defines a three-year-old animal? In its third year, it's already been over now. So generally speaking, in the Torah, when we talk about something 3 years old, we talk about in its third year. But how much now in its third year? So Rabbi Meir says that if it's 24 months and a day, that's a par. So that means apparently that he holds one day is enough. Rabbi Lezer Amenomen. You would need 30 days into its third year to call it a third year par. Where the Torah uses the word egel, it's always within its first year. Ben Bakar, if it just uses the word Ben Bakar, does it call it a par? Ben Bakar is in its second year. But then if it says par, the par already is a 3 year old. So therefore, it needs to be 24 months and a day. But according to that, you should only need one day before Tishrei in order for the tree to be considered a one-year-old tree. And now on the second Tishrei, it's 2 years old. On the third, why do we need Shlosh Yom? Within its year. Yeah.
Don't you need 8 days?
Yeah, that's a separate thing. If it was Kim Le'Kol Le'Chadosh, we wouldn't have that problem.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's in terms, I'm not saying in terms of Mizbeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's an eight. Stam ben Shana, what are we, Filo Tem Rebbe Meir. Works out perfectly well according to Rebbe Meir also, because, look, Rebbe Meir only said that if you've already finished 2 years, and now we're talking about the beginning of the next year, so then, Yom Echad B'Shana is Choshev Shana at the end of the period. Right, that's the Sof Shana, meaning at the end of the years that are required for it to have grown up. That's the Pshat. That's its third year, which is the end Shana, meaning the end of the Hesher, of the requirements of the Shana. At the end, I'll allow one day to be added to already what has been achieved. But I'm not going to call one day in a year in the beginning, do we count that as a year? I mean, there's nothing here yet. So that I won't count. Zikikam, Rabbi Meryem, Echad B'Shana, Chashuv Shana, B'Sof Shana. Abba B'Tchilat Shana. Certainly not going to call at the beginning of its count there. Look, I never said such a thing. If you want it to be chashuv enough to count at the beginning, you need 30 days. No way out of that. Even Rabbi Meir would have. So it works out fine. Says Rav, it works out fine. Just the opposite. Lav kal v'chomer. Isn't this kal v'chomer? We spoke about this earlier in the other sugya. Uman nidda she'en tchilat hayom olela besofa. Sof hayom olela betchilata. A nida, we're talking about a nida the Araisa, we're not talking about Chas v'Shalom, the din of people. Rashi says it's crazy, people make mistakes. I think you're talking about counting Shivas Nekiyim. There's no din of counting Shiva, a partial day for Shivas Nekiyim at either end. That's already acting like Benaz Kursim and so on. But then, not to make any mistakes. Talk about over here, nida the Araisa. So nida the Araisa is to be a Shivas Yomim. If the first day of her nidas consists of 2 minutes, that's one day. That's the first day. But nonetheless, her seven. Your seventh day has to be completed. We don't say, well, the mikveh on Kifulai, so she was a nida at the beginning of the seventh day, now she got to the mikveh, no such thing. So therefore, we make a kal v'chomer. If a nida, she ain't tchilat hayom, the first part of her seventh day, doesn't count. Olala b'sofa doesn't count to complete her nidas. Sof hayom, but the end of the first day counts as a complete day. Olala b'tchilata, but so a shana, so over there, her first day, even 2 minutes, is perfectly okay. It's exactly the same thing over here. What are you talking about, Elibe de Rebbe Meir? You've got it all reversed. It's in the box next to it. You've got it all reversed. If anything, it's the opposite. The first minute is worth more than a minute added at the end. So over here also, the first day, even though it's the previous year, is like the end of the first day of the Nida. Here's the end of the first day, meaning the end of the first year of the tree. The end of the first year of the tree should honor Rabbi, should be worth more. So according to Rabbi Meir, for sure Yom Echad B'Shana should be Chashuv Shana at the end. So I understand what your logic is. So Shana, where Yom Echad Olala B'Sofa, you're ready to say that at the end of the day, so to speak, in this case, the end of the year, so, meaning the Heksher Shana, the count of years, where you're made at, that the 24 months in the third year, one day counts. So, in addition, Shom Echad Ola B'Tchilata, in the case of the count of Orla, that one day should certainly count at the very beginning, just like the one day of the Nida should count in its beginning, even though it doesn't count in the end. You know, it's kind of a karma should count into such. That doesn't count as three.
Take one off.
No, Bashiva, take one off.
And that's how you almost for everybody. Take one off.
That's a good one. I didn't know you were here. I'm showing okay, so you're telling me it's not Rebbe Meir. Very nice. Okay, let's pretend it's not Rebbe Meir. I dare you. Go ahead. It's not Rebbe Meir. Okay, so who is it? Okay?
It's Rebbe Liez. Huh? This is the one who said Shloshim Yom. That's what you just said. Rebbe Liez. No, it's got 24 months and 30 days. Now you're really in for a disaster, I'll tell you. Because if you think it's Rebbe Liez, you're getting yourself into hot water.
Because what's Rebbe Liez or Shita? According to Rebbe Liez, you should need 30 days plus another 30 days. You're not taking into consideration Hashrasha. How long does it take to take root? And there, Rebbe Eliezer is on the other side. He ought to take longer to take root than Rebbe Meir. So if according to Rebbe Meir...
all in the time.
I don't know, that looks very professional, that team.
One's hot, one's cold, you get a choice.
The Shemir HaPesach didn't get you down there. I'd say the apotropos needs his own apotropos. All right, so according to Rebbe Eliezer, you're really in trouble. Why? It's not. Ein notin ve'ein mavrichin ve'ein markivin erev shvit pachot b'shloshim yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah v'im natav v'ivrich v'erkiv yakor. Sounds familiar? Okay? You can't do a netiyah, or for that matter, avrach or akrava, before Rosh Hashanah. You need 30 days. And if you did, you're going to have to be oker it. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, kol arkavash and koletas, shlosha yamim, shuvin koletas. Why is Rabbi Yehuda referring to arkava dafki if it means also netiyah and avracha? Okay, the Rosh Hashanah says because he just said the last thing that Chachamim said, or yirkiv yakor. Says, what yirkiv yakor? If it didn't take the first 3 days, it would never have taken again. You know what? Where you could come up with 30 days? Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, Shtei Shabbatot. No, you need to have 2 weeks. So as we have three shitas over here. We have the shita of the Tanakama, Rabbi Eliezer, Shloshim Yoim. Then we have the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, which is Shloshim Yomim. And then we have the shita of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, that it's sufficient to have 2 weeks, but certainly not 3 days. No, we're going to reapply Rabbi Meir in a moment. So Omer of Nachman, Omer Rabba Baravua, Lidivrei HaOmer, Shloshim Yom. If you say you need 30 days, then when it comes to the question over here of reliability in Shemitah, is how Rashi's learning that it's all still a discussion of Shemitah. Tosfos doesn't hold to that because there's no problem in the Maariv Zayin issue. Remember, according to him, he learned it's a reference only to Orla. Then in Ochinami, in Shemitah, we wouldn't have problem. Okay, but we'll learn it like Rashi. So if you say you need Shloshim Yom, you really need 60 days because you need the Shloshim Yom for the Kalita. So now it took Ashrosh. It took root, or it was Niklat, it was Harkova. Okay, but then you need another 30 days. We said that's the Tosefes. So you also need the Shloshim Yom, the Tosefes, and the Shvias. If you hold the Divrei Omer Shlosha, you need 3 days for Klita. So you're going to need Shlosha for Shloshim, you need 33 days. The Divrei Omer Shabbatot, Shtei Shabbatot, you're going to need 2 weeks for the Klita, plus another 30 days. So tell me now what you're going to do. You said now it's going to work out better if I don't hold Rabbi Meir. I do hold the Rabbi Meir. How does it work out? It works out even worse. Because if you're telling me it's going according to Rabbi Eliezer, it requires Shloshim Yom. So then you need to have 30 plus another 30. And so if that's the case, an Inamik Rabbi Yehuda Svirle, let's say you would hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so 3 days. No, 3 days. 3 days is not, so that means 30 days is not true. 33 days is what you really mean. So don't try to tell me it's going necessarily not a leave it or Rabbi Meir, because you're not taking into consideration the question of the Klita. Ella, I'll teach you the opposite. I would say that actually is Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is the Tanakhama. Rabbi Meir is saying Shloshim Yom, so, but not for the din of Bishana, but for the din of Klita. Wait a minute, says the Gemara, but then you need 31. I mean, Rabbi Meir holds 1 day of Chashiv Shana. Okay, so you need 30 days for the Klita. Then 1 day should be Chashiv Shana. It can't be Chashiv Shana if it wasn't planted yet. So it's still not going to help. You should have said 31 days instead of said 30 days. How do you explain that? So I ask the Gemara, Ihachi Shloshim Echad, boy, why doesn't it say 31 days before Tishrei? Because Kasava Yom Shloshim Alelakan. Count it in both directions. In other words, mix the Sayyim Kekulai. The 30th day in the morning, it's already Nikland. Now it has Mixas HaYayim Kekulai the rest of the day to be considered Yom Echad B'Shana Chashiv Shana, which is Rabbi Meir Shita. So if anything out of Rabbi works out best, I'll leave it Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Eliezer, Shvach HaMaisis, where do we get 30 days? I mean, so where's the time in the year? You would need 60 days. Certainly I couldn't have ignored the Klita.
You can't tell.
So Mimela, Shleisha Mimela, of course not. What do you mean? It wasn't Niklat yet. So therefore, if anything it works out, I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, the truth is, both darshan, question whether Shloshim Yom is what we require, or Yom Echad is what we require, curiously enough, they both darshan the same pasuk, but they darshan different parts of the same pasuk. Very interesting. Because it says by the Mabul, it says, Vayiba achat v'sheish meot shana, barishon, be'achat l'chode, chorvu amai. Right? Now, what does this mean? Achat v'sheish meot shana. So here, Noach is now in his 601st year. Is that right? But it says it's in only the first day. It's Berishon Bechad Lachodesh. So apparently, 1 day into the next year, we're counting him already 601. Do you see? That's 1 day. So Rabbi Meir, let's have a look. It's Bechad. So it's the first day. It's Berishon Bechad Lachodesh, and it's still Bechad. So you see, Minarakati Yom Echad Udayo Bishon. It's only 1 day. Vikokore Lashana.
And nonetheless, it's called already the next year. Because up until now, it's Bishnat Shesh Mirais. So you see, Shema Minah, Yom Yafet B'Shana, Chosh B'Shana. Now, Noyach is considered to be 601 years old.
Since I got the credited one, yeah. Is it possible that the Talmud should be counted with if it's not counted with Shloshim Yom,
starting
with
you?
As Chodesh?
You're going back?
I guess so.
No.
It has to do with the same point. It's counting whether you can count a Chodesh as Chelik Kulo when you're counting as a Chodesh and not Shloshim Yom.
No.
No.
We also have this. We asked it before. Government basically asked it.
I wanted to understand that.
So says, here's your Ryan. Shmami Omecha Bishana Chashiv Shana. Says Rabbi Eliezer, very nice raya, except you're not paying close attention. If it was trying to tell you that, so then it would say, B'sheim, would it say, B'sheish me'od ve'achat shana? If it had said, B'sheish me'od ve'achat shana, I would agree with you 100%. K'dekamit. What's the pshat? Be'achat v'sheish me'od shana. Well, it's just be'achat v'sheish me'od shana. So in other words, I say like this. Actually, it's b'shana, b'shnat sheish me'od. The Shesh Meot Shana. The Shana is going about to the Shesh Meot. He was saying, Ba'achat, that's only means, my Achat, Atchalta de Achat. In other words, we're beginning the first year of the next century, but you should know it's still only the 600th year. So in other words, he's still only 600 years old. A baby. You wait already until you grow up, Mishtiko. So, okay, he's in his first year. No. So therefore, the Achat is Atchalta de Achat. I want you to understand that we mean, you shouldn't think it means the beginning of the 600th year. So therefore, I tell you, look, the first year of the next century, it's Ba'achat, but I don't count it as a year. It's not the 601st, it's not year 601. It's the beginning of the first year after 600 years. That's the meaning. So if that's the case, it means that we're not counting it as a day. Where do I get the idea? So how do I come up 30 days? Maybe it's 5 days. Where do I, how do I know 30 days? Oh, says Rabbi Eliezer, take a look at the same pasuk, just in a different place. It says Rabbi Eliezer that now Rabbi Eliezer might time out, because look, it says Berishon Bechad L'Chodesh, the next word. Is it Berishon Bechad L'Chodesh? What do you mean Berishon Bechad L'Chodesh? In other words, one day, it's already considered to be the first month. What do you mean? It's only the first day. Oh, still counts. Minakata Yom Echad Al B'Chodesh. So it counts for a month to be in the first day. You call it the month. So Shema, I mean, what do you see from there? That one day is sufficient in a month to be called a month. So Shema Minah Yom Echad B'Chodesh Chashuv Chodesh. Now I say, there's two sets of measurements. There's Ad Chodesh Yamin. Chodesh Yamin means a Chodesh consists of days. You'll tell me, and how do you know a year consists of months? Because it says Chodesh Hashana. So that means that we measure the year by units called months, not by units called days. Okay? So if one unit equals the entirety of a month, one unit equals the entirety of a year. It's just unfortunate that the unit of the year is a month. So, okay, you need Shloshim Yom. Therefore, I say, V'yom Echad B'Chodesh, Choshev Chodesh, Shloshim Yom B'Shana, Choshevim Shana, Chodesh L'Menuyah, V'Shana L'Menuyah. It all makes sense. Has to be prorated. So the day as a unit in a month counts as that month. The 30 days, which is the month equivalent of a unit in a year, already defines the year. It's one of a coincidence. It's the same post. No? The post is coming to tell me this halacha according to both of them. Very interesting. This is the first time that the Torah counts in this fashion. The question is, should we look at the counting of the year or should we look at the counting of the month?
Even though call it the month, you need one day. You don't even need a day. Just into the verse. So why don't you say into the month, you count it a year?
With because, again, the din of chosh that mixes hayom kekulay is... Because we don't have a concept of mixing. If it's not a, it's not an experienced unit, it's a measured unit. It's all different idea. This is the day. Fine. That explains both of the shitas. Michlal. Now Rashi says that this line doesn't make sense. Michlal the tarvayu sevira lo benisam nivra ona. Says Rashi, it's not. Why should we say that both of them hold that it was benisam nivra ona? Maybe the word rishon over here means Tishrei. I mean, we haven't gotten to the point where we've defined that the beginning of the year should be called Nisan in terms of counting the months. So if you hold that betishrei Nivra Olam, so then Berishon would mean the first month of that type of world, and it would be counting the Tishrei. Why not? At this point, we're counting the Mabul. I mean, why should we? So therefore, Rashi doesn't hold it's a riot. What is the meaning
of the Raya, because if the months were being counted separately than the years, so what are you telling me? Yom Echad B'Shana Chashav Shana? What do you mean Yom Echad? It's 6 months into the year already. Because maybe one was counted, being counted over here from Nisan, but everything else we were counting that in the life of Noach, which we're measuring from Tishrei. Well, it doesn't prove anything. His birthday maybe was 6 months ago. And I said, what are you talking about? One has nothing to do with the other, so we can't bring a Raya from here. Okay, we will see that Lamaisa is a machlokas when we're counting this marble from. What is this Rishon? What year is the Achas? I mean, what is this Achas? Counting from Tishrei, counting from Nisan. This is a machlokas already that we'll have to get into tomorrow because it says, I mean, we could say it. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, B'Tishrei Nivra Olam, B'Tishrei Noldu Avot, B'Tishrei Meitu Avot. The Pesach Nolad Yitzchak. That was unique. Barosh Hashanah Nifkeda Sarah Rachel V'Chana. Barosh Hashanah Yatsa Yosef Mibeit HaAsurim. This Gemara is a little bit early.
Okay.
He's getting ready already. Maybe we shouldn't go in to Hanukkah feeling miserable that Yosef's in jail.
Right.
Has to be Mikates. So we have the Remes to Yitzchak. And Barosh Hashanah Batla Aveda Mi'Avisenu B'Mitzrayim B'Nisa Nigalu. But for Tishrei Atidim Ligayel. So in other words, Rabbi Eliezer is very focused on Tishrei. Rabbi Yeshua Amar, Benisa Nivra Elam, Benisa Noldu Avot, Benisa Meitu Avot, Pesach, the 15th already, or 14th already, Nolad Yitzchak. Rosh Hashanah Nifkid Esora, Rocha Ovechana, Rosh Hashanah Yatzei Yosef Bibet Asurim, Rosh Hashanah Batla Avodah Mi'avotin Mimitzrayim, Benisan Nigalu, Ubenisan Atidim Ligayel. Okay, we'll go over all of this from the beginning, Ibrit Hashem, Mitzvah Shabbos, from the beginning. We need time for Hadlaka, and for a little bit of Freilich and Chanukah, and
okay,
the 7:30 is good. Omar Krau Ubashana Revi'it Uva Shana Hamishit, which shows you that Ba'amim Shebe Revi'it Paradayan Asur, because Uva Shana Revi'it, and it's Asur Mishumarla, Ba'amim Shebe Hamishit, and it's a dinosaur Mishunatar Avoy. Blame the local Rabbi Meir, just 30 days, because I got him there, Omar Yonecha, Mishana Kashu Shana, naturally, you know, to tell you, Par Amur Betora Stam, Benesri Viarba Achodesh Viovecha, Divir Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Elazar Omer ben Esrin the Arba Achodish v'Shloshim Yom Shaya Rabbi Meir Omer Kol Makom Shneimar Egel b'Torah Stam ben Shada ben Bakar ben Shtayim Par ben Shalosh. Afilu Tem Rabbi Meir Ki Kamar Rabbi Meir Yom Echad b'Shana Chashuv Shana b'Sof Shana v'B'Tchilat Shana Lo Omer Rabban the contrary Lav Kav Chomer Umani Dash In Chilata Yom Olela b'Sofa Sofa Yom Olela b'Chilata. Shana, which Rabbi Meir agrees that Yom Echad Olelo B'Sofa, Ein Odin, Yom Echad Olelo B'Tchilata, Tell him I, Rabbi Yezer, that's better, it's worse. Shloshim Shloshim Boy, Tetzan, Ein Odin, Vein Mavrikin, Vein Markivin, Erev Shvi, Spock of Shloshim, Yom Tzvein Hashem, Yom Natav, Evrich, Mirkiv, Yaakor. Rabbi Yudai Meir, Kol Arkavash and Akoletes, Shloshim Yomi, forget about it, Shuvin Akoletes. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, Shtei Shabbatot, the Omer of Nachman, Omer of Arbavua, the Divrei Omer Shloshim, Tzarech Shloshim, Vishloshim. Again, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, this is for Orla purposes. We're not worried here about Shvias, there's no problem. So therefore, according to him, there's no problem in terms of the halak of Shvias that we had earlier. The Shloshim Yom, indeed, is a question of Klita. Because then, if it isn't Nikla, so then it's as if it was planted during Shvias. That's a shit. Okay.
So why does he have two shloshim here? One for
the count the shnos orla would have. There, you're worried about how long it was in the previous year. But to count shnos, not to count, but to determine whether it's usher in Shvias, it's only if it was Nikla during Shvias. It's nothing to do with how long before Shvias.
The Divrei Omer Shlosha, Tzrich Shlosha V'Shloshim. The Divrei Omer Shtei Shabbatot, Tzrich Shtei Shabbatot V'Shloshim Yom. V'Namik Rav Yudah Tzvira Lei. And that's the least. You'd still need Shalosh V'Shloshim Boy. Elo L'Yoylam Rabbi Meir. And the whole thing over, we're not talking about how old it is. We're talking about Shloshim L'Klita. But so what happened to the extra day for how old it is? Yochi Shloshim V'Yachad Boy. Kasava Yom Shloshim Ole L'Kan L'Kan. Rav Yochanan ushnei and mikre achadoshu. Vayi be'achat v'shesh miot shana b'rishon be'achat l'chodesh. Rav Yochanan. Mi de'achat yom echad u'de'ayol b'shana. V'kakori lo shana. Sh'ma mina yom echad b'shana chashuv shana. V'ida. Ichtiv b'shesh miot v'achat shana. Absolutely. Kideka amrit. But ha'shlechti be'achat v'shesh miot shana. So the shana is only referring to the shesh miot. The achat is just saying atchalta the achat kama. Rabbi Eliezer, my timer, Tichtiv Berishon Be'achad L'Chodesh, Minatati Yom Echad U'Di'ayo B'Chodesh V'Gokore L'Chodesh, Shema Mino Yom Echad B'Chodesh Chashuv Chodesh, U, Midi Yom Echad B'Chodesh Chashuv Chodesh, it follows that Shloshim Yom Mishana Chashuvim Shana, because Chodesh L'Menuyah, Shana L'Menuyah.